Well, yeah, we've got rain showers, thunderstorms forecast, garden variety, but still we're going to have dry periods, especially in the morning, noon hour, probably mid-afternoon, better chance of rain showers, thunderstorms, just the way it is. And Saturday and Monday will probably be better than Sunday. But anyway, what's happening in Delaware State Parks? Joining us live from Dover, Raymond Bivens, Director of Delaware State Parks. Ray, what can you tell us?
Well, Alan, it's definitely going to be a busy weekend in Delaware State Parks. As we talk, every campsite, cabin, and cottage is booked in the entire state. But there's still plenty of things to come out and do. There's paddle boat rentals, canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, parks like Lums Pond, Killens Pond, Trap Pond, Cape Henlopen, and Fenwick Island all have those different boat rentals for people to check out. And I thought I'd highlight while we were talking today, since it is a busy weekend and there's going to be people everywhere, some of our quieter parks that a lot of people don't get to. One of them is the Port Penn Interpretive Center in the town of Port Penn. We have a museum that tells the story of time through the wetlands community of Port Penn. It's definitely something everyone should get to check out. They're open from 10 to 4 tomorrow. And then Fox Point State Park, when it's a great day, it's a great place, a playground for kids, enjoy the ships coming by, a fantastic place to fly a kite. And then getting people thinking ahead, while there might not be any campsites this weekend, there's plenty of room next weekend, and next weekend is a free fishing weekend in the state of Delaware, so no one needs a license. So it's a great opportunity to come out and make a weekend, take the family fishing. I would encourage people to take advantage of that.
Are things going about normal so far this season for you?
The weather's been a little off on some of the Saturdays and things like that, but visitation continues to be up. We're finishing up some great projects, new playgrounds at Trap Pond and Delaware Seashore. And we're open and ready for the crowds. It's going to be a great weekend.
Incidentally, what portion of people coming into parks have a seasonal pass on their windshields versus are paying for the visit?
Probably about 20 or 30%. It should be a lot higher. It's the best investment. But we also get a lot of out-of-state visitors that come to our parks, and they tend not to buy an annual pass.
Yeah, and of course they pay a premium, so.
Yeah, they help pay for those parks.
Yes, sir. All right, well, have a great weekend yourself. Appreciate the time.
Thanks so much. Take care.
All right, Raymond Bivens, Director of Delaware State Parks, with us live here in WDL. You look ahead at your weekend.